Welcome, everyone. I'm Sue Barber, author, former IT director for a Fortune 500 company, turned executive coach, and this is the Visibility Factor podcast, where we explore how to raise your visibility and play bigger at work and in life. We'll explore key topics and welcome guests that help you shift your thinking about yourself so you can see new possibilities for your leadership. I'm on a mission to create a visibility movement for leaders to show their value and be seen for their true talent. Are you ready to take the next step towards a higher level of visibility for yourself? Let's go. Today's episode of the Visibility Factor podcast is brought to you by Amplify You, the ultimate program designed to unleash your full potential and amplify your success. Imagine having a personal coach cheering you on, guiding you through a journey of self-discovery, and helping you break free from those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back. That's exactly what Amplify You is all about. Whether you're a leader now or aspiring to be one, this program is your ticket to a more confident, empowered you. It's like having a supportive friend in your corner encouraging you to dream big. It's about having the career success that you want and creating a life you truly deserve. Amplify You offers a unique experience to help you build the confidence to tackle any challenge life throws your way. If you're interested in learning more about the program, please visit susanmbarber.com and click on the menu item Programs. Are you ready to transform your life and your career? Let's make it happen. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Visibility Factor podcast. This is Sue Barber, your host. Today, we're going to talk about clarity. I want to take this conversation in two directions. The first is from a perspective of a big decision that you may want to make and you need clarity around it before you share it with others. The second is how clarity helps to support you when you're talking about what your value is to others, to be able to create visibility for yourself and maybe your team. So let's start out with what it means. Clarity means being clear, transparent, understood. That seems easy enough to understand, right? So why is it so hard to have clarity for yourself when you're trying to make a decision or share information? One word, fear. The fear of judgment, shame, vulnerability, doubt, trying to be perfect. And I'm sure there are many, many more that I didn't name. As soon as you start to think about what you want for your own life and career, all the beliefs, shoulds, and the advice you've picked up along the way in your life comes up and starts to swirl around in your head, telling you why you shouldn't do those things. Your brain goes into survival mode. Nope, you should stay safe. Stay in the place that you live. Have the career that you have. Do nothing new. It is only trying to protect you. Those are all examples of limiting beliefs that show up and hold you back, all of those things that are keeping you safe. Now, just a reminder, limiting beliefs are beliefs that we hold about ourselves, others, and the world around us that constrain our potential, hinder our progress, and prevent us from achieving our goals. These beliefs can be deeply ingrained and difficult to overcome, but the good news is that they can be addressed and challenged with the right mindset and strategies. If you want to go back and hear more about limiting beliefs, I recorded episode 98, which is called Reframing Your Limiting Beliefs. Okay, so now you know that limiting beliefs can get in your way and prevent you from moving forward. It is also preventing you from having the clarity that you want. When that happens, I feel like you have a few options. What do you want to do about it? The three choices are, you can choose to stay exactly where you are. You can keep wishing for what you want, but not get it, or you can start taking some action. Obviously, the first two are the safe and easy choices, and the third one is going to be a bit of work. That is why many people stay stuck and don't make any changes. It is easier to stay and put up with what you already know. I get it. Change is uncomfortable, and you may be starting all over again with whatever you are trying to do. It brings uncertainty and doubt, and all of those limiting beliefs show up quickly. But what if I told you that it isn't a huge amount of work to do something that you want to do? That you could take one small step a day towards having more clarity for yourself? I know it feels impossible to you right now, but it is true. And I'm going to walk you through some ways to gain clarity for yourself and confidently share what you want with others. So let's start off with a pretty common scenario. Should I stay at my company or leave for something that could be better? First, you need to have the clarity of both options for yourself before you share it with anyone else. So let's start there. I'm going to ask you some questions. This isn't an exhaustive list by any means, but hopefully it will help you think about some things. The first one, stay at the current company. What does your current company offer you now that you're happy with, that you like, that you enjoy? What would you miss at your current company if you no longer had it? What are some roles that your current company might have that you haven't explored yet? What would your current company have to change in order for you to feel great about being there every day? And the last one, what options are there for you to continue to develop and grow as a leader? I think we don't always pause long enough to start to look at what we have in our current situation and explore these things. So my goal with these questions was to look at where you are now and then think about what are some other possibilities that maybe you just haven't explored yet. You don't have to make this perfect by any stretch. It's just about giving you more clarity. So now let's explore the other option about moving to a new company. What appeals to you about moving to a new company? What are the five things that are most important to you and this company needs to have them in order for you to move? Are there any deal breakers? So I'm going to dive into this piece just a little bit more. So when I talk to people about this, I ask them to think about these things before they even have conversations with the new company or interview. I have them think about it like they're buying a house. I want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. I want a big backyard and I want a 3-car garage. So which of those things are needs that you have and which ones are nice to haves? So in that example, the nice to have might be a 3-car garage and I'd be okay with having a 2-car garage. It's the same thing with a new company. Think about what your needs and nice to haves are so that when you're in that moment of making a decision, you've already ironed that out for yourself. You don't have to think about that anymore. The next question, what do you think the new role or company would give you that is different than what you have now? It has to be worth your while, right, for you to move. So what does it have to offer you? Are you looking for a role that is similar to your current role, a higher level role, or something completely different? What are the possibilities that exist for you? You get to have a do-over here. You get to start fresh. You might be able to choose something completely different than what you've done in the past. So I want you to just explore the possibilities. What is possible for you at this new company? What is your learning curve going to be at the new company, and are you ready for it? I think sometimes we forget that we have been at a company for a long period of time and we know everyone and we know all the processes and procedures. When you go to a new company, that kind of starts over. You have to meet people, learn who you can trust, learn who the decision makers are, how things get done. All of those things kind of start over for you. And so it's good to be aware that that's going to happen. And it can last anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And so you just need to mentally prepare for that. Last question, do you know anyone at the new company who can share what it's like to work there with you? A bit of insider knowledge can help you make the best decision. You'll also get a better understanding of the culture and what it's like to work there. So those are just a few questions for you to think about when it comes to making a decision like this about moving to a new company. And sometimes it's just as simple as capturing these questions down and writing out your thoughts and thinking about it. Share as much detail as you want to these questions, anything that's going to give you some more clarity about the situation. Once you start writing out these answers, the most interesting thing happens. It starts to eliminate the fear that these big questions might have for you. When you're just thinking about them, think about the one that we just talked about, right, where you have to start over and learn everything new. That feels a bit overwhelming and uncomfortable and uncertain. But when you start writing it out and you think about when you started at your company, what did you do? Well, you met with people, you built relationships, you figured out how things worked, right? It just takes time. It just takes you really thinking about it and planning it out in the best way, and then you can be successful at it. It doesn't have to be scary. Once you start writing out these answers, you can eliminate the fear that these big questions have for you. You allow yourself to really think about them and come up with the answers that are going to serve you in the best way. It takes that power away from those big, scary things and gives it back to you. Now, obviously, this was not an all-inclusive list of questions to ponder, but my goal was to make you think about it in a bigger way and help you gain more clarity. Now, recently, I taught a masterclass on communication, and one of the key takeaways that many attendees had was that it was so important to slow down, to think about what you want to say, and make a plan before communicating, which ultimately helps you speed up. Now, this exercise is meant to have you slow down and think about what you want for your career and your life, to give you clarity first. Then you can share what you want to do with others. Now, your scenario may be different than the one I just went through. You may want to move to a new state or sell everything you have and live out of an RV. Just like I asked you questions earlier, it is important to have the clarity for yourself about what you want to do, why you want to do it, what the benefits are, the risks, and the costs, so you can make a good decision. A process like this helps you understand what you want to do so you can own that decision. There will be critics and people who have strong opinions who will want to try to talk you out of whatever it is you want to do. Are you ready to trust yourself and, regardless of what they have to say, do it anyway? Without having your own clarity first, they may try to sway you and dissuade you from this path that you want to go down. When you share something new with people, you have to be ready for that, but then be able to trust your own decisions. It helps you to talk about what you want to do with such confidence that no matter what they say, you've made your decision and you feel good about it. It comes down to trusting yourself that you've made the best decision for you and what you want to do. Also, remember that this is not the first big change you've had in your life. You made big decisions about where to go to school if you went to college, or you chose a career path. You may have bought a house. You may have decided to get married, move somewhere new. These aren't new big things, but sometimes once we get settled somewhere, it feels like a bigger thing because we're comfortable. It's scary. It puts us back in that unknown place that we haven't been in a while. So now that you have some examples, I want you to think about the big decisions that you need clarity on. If you need questions about whatever decision it is that you want to make, you might be able to come up with some different questions by using Google or ChatGPT and just come up with some questions that help you get the clarity that you need, because that's the goal. So now we're going to switch to the other part of the conversation I wanted to have around visibility and how you create that clarity for yourself and your value. You can't talk about yourself in the best way without taking the time to figure out what you want to say. You need the clarity about what you have to offer so you can craft the narrative that you want to share. It's about being strategic and intentional with the things that you talk about. So here are some questions to help you with that. What are your strengths? You can go online and take Strengths 2.0 tests or online tests that are free to get some insight for yourself. What are your top five strengths? What are you known for? Are you good at turning things around, saving money, process improvements, leading teams, leading globally? Whatever it is that you're good at, you need to own that too. Remind people that you're good at it, because sometimes people forget. What do you feel that you do well, but people don't know yet? So maybe there are some things that you haven't had an opportunity to show in the role that you're in, and you need to find a way to either talk about it or show it in a different opportunity that might come up. So don't forget those things. Just because you haven't been doing them for a while doesn't mean that you're not good at it. What are your career interests? And just think about that question and answer process we just went through. Are there career interests that came up for you when you were thinking about what it might look like to go to a new role or a new company? Think about that, because you need to be prepared to ask for what you want, whether that's at your current company or somewhere else. And then last question, what are your unique experiences that you've had that others haven't? You may have lived in other places, worked for other companies, been through acquisitions, divestitures, mergers, worked at a startup, or had your own company. There's probably a host of other things that you might be able to think about, but think about what makes you unique. These are just a few questions to get you started, but the goal is to give you clarity so you can see that what you have to offer is valuable. So what did you learn by going through this exercise? Did you see that you're unique and unlike anyone else in your company? I bet you did, because none of us have the exact same experiences or the same beliefs or assumptions. We didn't all live in the same place and grow up and go to the same schools. We all have had our own experiences, and all we need to do is take those and look at them and see them as valuable. So what are the things that you identified that you should be highlighting in conversations so that people can see you in the way that you want them to? You have a ton of experience, and now that you know that, how can you make it visible to other people? Be prepared with like two or three things that you can share with people when you run into them in the hallway, maybe at a one-on-one or during a meeting. And there's no need to feel like you're bragging about these things. It's simply sharing information with another person. So I wanted to go through a quick example, because this is one of the things that I think people struggle with, is how to share the information. So in my example, two people are walking down the hall towards each other, and I'm going to have you be one person and Jim as another person here that we're going to run into. So you run into Jim in the hallway, and he is a VP at your company. He is a big influencer there, and you haven't figured out how to talk about yourself yet. So you don't really want to stop and talk to him. So you just quickly say, "Hi, Jim, great to see you." And you barely slow down as you're going past him. You just say, "Hope all is going well for your team," and you keep going. Well, that's a missed opportunity. You might be thinking, "He's so busy. He doesn't have time to talk to me. Or why would what I have to say matter to him?" Well, in that situation, we'll never know, because you kept going so quickly that he didn't even have time to ask you a question. So let's think about, what could you say? I want you to really think about that situation for yourself. We've all been in it. You have to own your value and talk about it. So let's replay it. Take a moment right now and think about yourself in that situation. What would you do differently? It's okay. I'm going to wait a second. Okay, we're going to replay option one again. So, "Hi, Jim. It's great to see you." You actually stop and shake his hand. You say something like, "I'm so glad that I ran into you. I wanted to tell you that one of your team members, Josh, has been so helpful to our team over the last few weeks. We were able to break through a big issue with his help, which allowed my team and I to implement our biggest program to date on time. What's so exciting about that is that it's going to allow us to retire three of our older systems and put us in great shape for the future." Now, he most likely responds, "Congratulations, great job." You have to just let him have that moment, right? He's also excited that you talked about his teammate, I'm sure. So you can say, "You know, I would love to sit down and have a career discussion with you to plan out some next steps for myself. Are you open to me putting some time on your calendar?" He's going to say yes. Now, let me tell you why he's going to say yes. You just showed him so much in that one quick conversation. You're a leader who gets things done. You give credit to your team and his team member. You're someone who focuses on doing the right things for the company. You're someone who takes initiative and has the ambition to do more. Leaders love those people. They want to help and mentor them and grow them so that they can become potentially, you know, people that work on their team or help them get, you know, opportunities elsewhere. So this is how you weave things into conversations. It's all about taking the opportunity and being brave enough to do it. And nothing about that second conversation or example is forced or bragging. It's simply sharing information with someone who would love to hear it. The last part of that is important. You are not bothering him. There is no need to undervalue what you have to say. You're telling him something he's going to want to hear. Assume that's the case, and what you have to say is valuable, and it will come out in a genuine, authentic way. So take the time to slow down and think about what you want to do for yourself and share with others. Trust that you know what to do that will make you happy regardless of what other people's opinions are. Let your time be spent gaining clarity for yourself so that you can take the actions you want and accomplish each day. So let's transition into the visibility action for today. Answer all the questions that we went through. I hope that you'll take the time to do that. It's so important to spend the time to give yourself some clarity and how you want to be seen. Create the narrative you want to share with others at your next opportunity. So just like we went through that example with Jim, think about your own scenario. What do you want to share? Who do you want to share it with? When would the next opportunity be for you to do that? What you say about yourself to others is what they take in and turn into that story that they have about you now. So you have to be really intentional about what you share. It is your responsibility to make sure that they're telling the best story about you that they can. They can't do that if you don't give them the information first. So see that you are valuable, see that you're important. What you have to share is important to them. And if it's a conversation that you can have in a very easy way, let's do that. If you don't see them in the hallway and you're working remote, set up time with them to have the conversation. They need to know you and they need to know the value that you provide. Thanks so much for joining today on the Visibility Factor podcast, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks so much for listening to the Visibility Factor podcast. Remember that visibility starts with small steps that are intentional and consistent each day. Be bold, be visible, be the leader you were meant to be. Find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, which are highlighted in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Visibility Factor Podcast.